the adjustment that we are all making in terms of Gavin's new schedule. So for the past 5 years, Gavin has had weekends off. Always has. I mean, technically not really, because this motherfucker was always on call when he worked with my uncle at the cable place. Always on call. But for the most part, Saturday and Sunday, he was home, unless he got called in. So, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are now my man's days off. And I also have today and tomorrow off. I have no clients. So I looked at him last night. I was like, baby, turn off your alarm. We are both off tomorrow, so we can both sleep in. Mind you, sleeping in for me is like 7:30 at the max. Like, the latest I've been able to sleep in maybe 10 years. Maybe. But I got up this morning at about 7:20. And I got up, I went to the bathroom, Danny already fed the cats. In my brain, it was fucking Saturday morning. It wasn't until I was sitting on the toilet doing my business that I was like, it's fucking Tuesday, it's almost 8 o'clock. I haven't seen Zach. They have school. I need to get the fuck up. So I like ran in his room and he was already up. I was like, thank God. Thank you for getting up, babe. Good morning. And then I had to run a few errands today, and I went and picked up weed at the dispensary he works at. And they're like, what are you doing today? I was like, well, since it's Gavin's days off, like, I'm off today too, so we're just gonna hang out together. I was like, but I'm not gonna lie, this morning and getting used to his new schedule is throwing me off. She just started laughing when I told her. But he is happy he isn't coming home. Fucking dreading every goddamn day because it's so goddamn hot outside. He looks sexy as fuck. My mom texted me yesterday. She's like, guess who I'm working right next to right now? And I'm like, lucky. Lucky fucking duck. Well, make sure you keep an eye on all the bitches that are gonna be thirsting after him. Because I know what's gonna happen.